Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay attention! Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Bacon, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, cheeky baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Hello again, everybody. It is a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda joining us on what is going to be our next to last show, at least in this version.
Penultimate.
Jeff's been dying to say that.
Oh, I
haven't. Max already beat you to it. That's right. Our next to last show.
Marcus Smart to the Wizards, by the way.
Poor guy.
Since you were asking me about that.
Lots of trades going down in the NBA. Jeff's Indiana Pacers doing nothing. He rationalized that to me in
conversation. This isn't like Major League Baseball where, oh, we'll just go get a guy. Their team is fine. They made their upgrade last year. They got Pascal Siakam. They're right on the luxury tax. This isn't baseball. Okay, you need to understand the NBA landscape.
Fine. They wouldn't got one of the best.
Okay.
One of the best players in the East.
Good.
In DeAndre Hunter.
Did Boston make a move? Did the Knicks make a move?
Should the Pacers make a move?
There's a bunch of teams. It's like I said, this isn't baseball where, you know, some teams make moves, some don't. Look at all the moves these lower teams are making and moving around salary. I don't even understand the trade deadline in the NBA, but it's not like baseball. There are no prospects to trade.
Thoughts, Jason Duda, about the Pacers?
Well, you'd think that you would want to try to upgrade if you were that good at some position.
Did I just explain all of this?
Can I finish talking? For once in 8 years, can I finish the sentence?
No.
Good point.
I would prefer that you didn't, because this is a bad sentence.
And I've already forgotten what I was going to say.
Well, you'd think like me, and regardless of all the word salad Jeff just threw out there.
They should upgrade. I'm sure
they did. They made their move last year by getting Pascal Siakam.
Would you let him finish?
I'm good. You go ahead.
Let people finish their
thought. This is ridiculous. I was trying. And if you'd let me finish.
Then go.
I would have probably been on your side.
Then,
but you don't let me finish. Why not?
Because
why?
They should upgrade.
Well, you should upgrade if you can at a certain position where you're a little weak. Why wouldn't you try to upgrade?
Because
on the other side of it, if the team feels that they're probably in a pretty good spot, then maybe bringing somebody else in to ruin the chemistry of the team doesn't fit. Holy smokes, Jeff.
Right.
Did I just not help you out
with
that?
Thank you. Finally.
Finally.
You got to
exactly.
It.
Good
Never
gracious.
Seen a guy take longer to
I
get to a point.
I should have just came in tomorrow.
The Cavs have the best record in the East, and they made a significant move.
Okay, DeAndre Hunter is he's a good, fine player. Let's not act like
he's averaging close to 20 points
for
per
the
game.
Hawks. A lot of guys with bad teams average points.
Well, he's a good player. His field goal percentage is good. He can shoot the three. They gave up a guy in the final year of his deal, LeVert, who's a good player. Listen, I feel like I'm qualified to talk a little bit about,
you're
about
not.
The Cavs.
They don't want Caris LeVert anymore.
Because I watch
anymore.
Him. I just said they had a great deal. This is a great trade for the Cavs.
Sure.
They have Hunter for two more years after this.
Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavs
for
winning the NBA championship today.
Haven't won it yet.
Yeah.
Oh. Why are you so angry?
Yeah, not angry, but you act like they went and got Jordan and Dr. J in their prime. It's DeAndre Hunter. Let's back up a little bit.
Who's a good young player.
He's fine. He gets hurt a lot. There's always risk with these moves.
There's risks with anything.
Of course there is.
There's risk with staying pat and your and Siakam gets hurt next week.
Well,
then what? You didn't make a move to maybe upgrade the backup position.
The Pacers have depth, and they'll be fine. And they just got Neesmith back. They're getting Nimhard reacclimated. Just relax.
Who?
Who what?
Who are they getting back?
They've gotten him back, but they're
who
still
are they again?
Neesmith and Nimhard.
Sounds like the replacements for Beavis and Butthead to me.
Well then,
yeah.
You and Duda both just taking forever to get to your material.
I wonder why.
That was good stuff, if I say so myself.
And the deadline is passed, but we won't hear about all the deals.
Pacers are 28-21. They've been good of late, for sure. They are at the Clippers tonight. Will you stay up and watch that
game? No, I will not. I might watch the beginning, but I'm not going to be up that late.
Well, that's a pretty key game. And, well, you know, we're coming up on the All-Star break. Next weekend, I believe, is the All-Star break in the NBA.
Sounds right.
And I have to admit, because of what Cleveland, did you see Craig Porter came off the bench last night?
Scored 16.
16. Knocked down four or five threes.
Well, that's what his job is. Come in and give some instant offense. And,
right. And he did it.
Right.
I don't know why you're so upset about that.
Just get annoyed. Just get annoyed. I don't think you know much about the NBA, and it shows when we discuss it.
I'm not going to sit here and claim to be Mr. NBA, but I'm interested. Always have been.
Good.
I'm not zoned in on it. I don't have a team.
The Lakers made another good trade last night.
Right, they got a center.
A 23-year-old center. That's pretty good. He's been hurt a lot also. Mark Williams is who we're talking about.
Nobody knows him because he's played in Charlotte. He did play at Duke, so if you remember his 1 year at Duke, you can...
Yeah, and he's still young.
Nobody watches Charlotte.
Nobody should.
Including you.
Only when they play the Pacers.
You have anything to add, dude, or you just...
No, I got in everything I
needed. NBA's not your thing. We know that.
I mean, we've only picked one game in the NBA, and I was the only one to get it right. So let's...
Well, you got... And you've taken a...
And nobody would listen.
...landing lead, and we
nobody,
know...
Nobody would listen. LeBron in MSG. Well, these... You guys... Drive me nuts sometimes. Anyways.
What guys drive you nuts?
You guys, you're all taking the Knicks because it's the Knicks. No, when the best player in the world goes to the place he loves to play,
LeBron's the best player in the world?
Probably.
Can we push back on that a little?
Well, I'm not a big fan of LeBron, but when he's going to play somewhere that he likes to play, you play him. You take the Lakers. That's where I'm going with this.
Well, you took the Lakers, and you got it. Congratulations.
Oh, you guys are just mad.
But to sit over there and say he's the best player in the world is nonsense.
I would agree.
He's pretty good.
He's not bad.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good, but he's not the best player in the world right now.
But he's the best player ever in the world.
Michael Jordan?
I think LeBron's passed him.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I think so.
No.
That's a...
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's no way anyone will ever pass Michael Jordan.
Well, that's just a defeatist attitude. Like, why even watch
along.
Sports?
They just keep coming along, so, and none of them are as good as Michael Jordan. LeBron's close. He's number two.
No, he's better.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
All you have to do is watch him.
I did. I watched both.
Why are you taking this stance?
LeBron's
today?
A more physical player. Is he better? He's a better passer. He gets his teammates more involved. He's a better three-point shooter.
And he had to build super teams around him to win titles.
Yeah, the Bulls didn't do that.
Did they? What was the super team?
Three Hall of Famers.
Who?
Rodman, Pippen, and Jordan.
Well, Jordan and Pippen were there the whole time.
Yeah. They traded for Pippen on draft night.
That's draft night. They didn't know what they were getting. They took a guy out of Central Arkansas.
A pretty good guy.
Yeah,
it was like the fifth pick overall.
He didn't go on TV and said, I'm going with Dwayne Wade and who's the other guy?
Chris Bosh.
Yeah, Chris Bosh.
Listen, I love LeBron, so you're getting me to – don't do this.
Just telling you he's better than Jordan. You can have any opinion that you want. I think that debate
You're
was
wrong.
All-time leading scorer. I mean, what else do you need?
You're wrong. You would be.
He's got 40,000 points.
Well, he played longer. Of course, you're going to.
There
have.
You go.
He didn't go and play another professional sport in between.
He could have.
What? But did he? So how do we know if he could have?
Because we know.
Well, what do you mean? How do you know? You don't know because he didn't go and play.
You're getting. He couldn't have played Arena League football or, you know, the equivalent of double A football. Of course he could have.
According to who?
Me.
why are you like this today?
I just don't like everybody's bad opinions, and, you know, I want better opinions.
And you're throwing these
to riff off of. Yeah, I just want better opinions.
You know, Duda brings out the absolute worst in you.
That might be true.
And I don't get it. Do you understand that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know
why. Sometimes he brings out the best. It's a little of both. It's a little extreme. Is this all the trades we have? What's going on?
Anyway, today at 2:20, Troy Black will join us. I've got some other feelers out, not hearing back. Just not hearing back.
Well, it's tough.
Let's see here. Let me check. No, nothing from Stana Jefferson. We both tried to reach out. I reached out to Blair Kirkhoff. Nothing. I wonder if people have just written us off.
I think it's over. I think everyone's like, it's over.
Probably the case.
It's over.
Case.
What are we
nothing
doing?
Nothing going on with Blair Kirkhoff. He's not at the Super Bowl or anything, so he should be readily available.
Yeah, he's got nothing going on. How do you know
said.
He's not at the Super Bowl?
I was being sarcastic. Of course he's at the Super Bowl, not going to get with you right away.
I'll tell you. I may have, you know what we've threatened all these years?
What's that?
Get together some former hockey players. Take Jeff behind some bar somewhere. Just rough him up a little.
What, you think we need a bunch of them?
Not probably. But the more the merrier. We've talked about it since we started.
Well, if they're all in the shape like you, then you probably need 20 dozen or so.
Wow. You're really feeling it today.
I've had a rough time, a rough go of it. I'm just getting it all out. Nothing's happened. Just
let's talk.
Not feeling great.
Now,
just feeling off.
This won't phase Duda because
let's
he gets
talk.
Up early every morning. But I had a speaking engagement at 7 a.m. this morning.
Why?
Because I accepted it.
Who wants people to speak to him at 7 a.m.?
Sunrise Chapter of the Rotary Club in West Sedgwick County.
I don't get that.
So what are you talking about?
These guys are League 42.
Oh, okay.
10 o'clock a.m. is the morning speaking time.
These guys are all on the way to, guys and women are all on the way to work. They gather weekly on Thursday morning, have breakfast, have a speaker. Do
free
their
breakfast?
Business. Yeah, free breakfast.
I might join.
And Jeff Longwell was amongst the crowd today.
Heck of an effort.
So I enjoyed it. It's just that I'm not used to getting up at 6 a.m. So I'm dragging slightly.
What was the bad joke? I mean, the joke you opened up with.
It was pretty good. Why do you
I'm
knock
curious.
Me? Why do you do that?
What? I misspoke is all.
You don't think I have anything. Yet, I've been doing this in this market for a half a century. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Do you ever wonder about that?
Kind of, yes.
Do you ever think to yourself, this guy has no talent?
No.
And yet, he's...
Not quite that far.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
So I opened up by saying, I want you all to know... I'm a big Eagles fan, probably the biggest Eagles fan in this city. And they're thinking, wait a minute, they play the Chiefs. And I said, I've seen them in concert 35 times.
There
it
is.
I got a kick out of that.
There it is. There it is. Not bad.
Pretty good, right?
It's not bad.
Pretty good to open
yeah,
with.
Yeah, exactly.
You like that, dude?
Well, Chiefs-Eagles game, Super Bowl, you throw it out there like that, everyone kind of pauses like, what? And then you hit them with it's my favorite band.
Thank you.
I don't mind that one.
Not bad.
No, I think that
I
was
came up with it.
I think that was pretty quick.
And you notice Jeff's gone quiet, so he liked it too.
He did.
No, I didn't. I just got a I got to text my friend David Michael Hahn.
Oh, my friend David Michael Hahn. Maybe David Michael Hahn will agree with me that my dad sucks. And then David Michael Hahn will be on tomorrow, and we can attack my dad. And then we can go out for dinner, and we can talk about how my dad stinks.
I hope we can go out to dinner. That'd be a nice little outing for us. He'll probably head back home, though.
What are you texting David Michael Hahn?
We have a little running joke that every time you mention how many Eagles concerts you've been to, it raises. And
about
I told
30,
him
it's about
I told
35.
Him, I told him the new total's 35.
Yeah, that's about right.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
That's probably about it.
By the way, we just confirmed my friend Bernie Miklas for tomorrow's extravaganza.
Man.
One more chat about the Cardinals.
I guess 4 hours.
How good is that, dude?
Oh, that's super exciting. Can't wait.
Really?
Bernie puts me to sleep every night. Watches YouTube videos before I go to bed.
Okay. What? Sure.
Want more details?
No, I want no more details whatsoever. That was enough for the rest of the day.
We could get deeper into that.
No. No, I think we're good.
I better leave it at that.
I would think.
Bernie Miklas on our last show.
Yes, sir. David Michael Hahn on our last show.
Yeah, but he's been a host of this show and is, entertaining.
Have you ever heard David Michael? Listen,
I haven't heard him on... I don't think I've ever heard him on the show. But I don't listen a lot if I'm not on it.
He's a nice guy.
Wonderful human being.
Yeah, and he'll be
on. He might bring some stuff. He might bring some content for us. I don't know what he's going to do.
What do you mean content?
He might bring something. He might bring something he wants to say or do or express. I don't know what he's going to do. That's what's beautiful about David Michael Hahn. He's always got something.
What is going on with you and David Michael?
He's always got something.
What is going on?
Nothing.
This sounds like an upgrade to what I do with Bernie Miklas every night. I don't know. Duda gets it.
Sometimes I don't get it, but it
might make him a little uncomfortable.
I don't quite understand the. Is it friendship?
We're friends.
Is it more?
I don't think so. I think we're pretty good friends. That's it.
Do you have a friend you talk about like Jeff talks about David Michael Hahn?
No.
I don't think I do either.
I don't think so.
You brought him up.
Let's take a break. We've got Troy Black on the other side, Wichita Collegiate football coach, another of our frequent guests over the years, and we'll catch up with Troy Black after the break.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice. Good tune. Last time from the Rolling Stones. The last waltz, the musical theme of... This week, our final week with the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH. I sure hope we hear the last Worthless Evening because that would...
Is the best song in the world.
Like no other. Here's Troy Black. He is the head football coach at Wichita Collegiate. They are playing tomorrow night. Oh, wait, you're not playing tomorrow night. So why are we calling Troy Black? Because we've enjoyed having you on over the years, Coach Black, and we just wanted to... get you on one last time and talk about life. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bummed you guys are going to be done, though. Not going to lie.
Yeah, need a little break at the very least. So we'll see what the future holds. I don't know if you know this, but I'm really old. So yeah, I hope there is a future to hold.
You hang out with Mike Gear enough. You keep your youth to you.
So tell us, what do you do when football's not in season? We know nowadays that high school coaches are working at this pretty much year round. But what do you do at this time of the year as, you know, we're in February?
Well, I'm actually, in about 2 hours, I'm headed to Kansas City to a football clinic, the Glazier Clinic in Kansas City. So I'll be there through Saturday. I'm also the middle school AD, so this time of year we're hosting basketball. And then a lot of my guys, one of my skill guys, play basketball. So when we've got a home game, I try to go watch the guys play. And then, of course, do weight. You know, we're in the weight room. We're doing off-season stuff, running. The guys that aren't out for a winter sport, we run. And coaches, we get together, start planning, you know, looking at what we got and plan for next year. So, yeah, you're right. It doesn't really end. You just keep right on going and looking, you know, try to find things you can do a little bit better. But, yeah, looking forward to this weekend, get to see some of my coaching buddies and learn a little football. There's some weightlifting guys going to talk during this clinic as well. So I'm excited. Look forward to getting out. We don't have school today and tomorrow. We got parent-teacher conference. So any day I'm not in class anymore is a good day.
So what do you usually take away from these clinics? Is this something you do pretty regularly during your off seasons? I know a lot of coaches, like you said, attend, and you get to kind of pick their brains, but kind of what are you looking when you go to something like this to come out of it with?
Actually, this weekend, they're doing what they call an Iron Giant clinic during the same time, which is a bunch of weightlifting coaches, high school coaches. So for me, I like to go and just see what other programs are doing and compare what we're doing to them. Obviously, the guys that speak are from real successful programs, and so I always try to take a little bit from them. Sometimes, you know, you hear a guy talk, and it's like, hey, we do a lot of that, and you get a network, and then you go see them, and so you can spend actually more time talking to them about things. So, you know, I try to go. I coach the offensive line, so there's a few offensive line speakers, so I'm going to try to go figure out how to be a better line coach, and, you know, either whether it's new drills or new way of blocking double teams or whatever. Just things like that. And then just to reconnect with some of your buddies that coach other places that you guys, you know, you just talk to them or text them every once in a while. You know, you're going to stay up, you know, having a pop tonight late. And a lot of times there's a paper out and we're all drawn. How do you stop this? How do you defend that? What do you do against that? And sometimes that's the best learning, is just, you know, picking other guys' brain and see what they do. Or, hey, how would you defend Andale? What did you guys do when you played him? And just, you know, just things like that, just to connect. And it's just a good way to learn more football, to kind of reach out and find other guys. You know, that was one thing I learned from John Dawkins a long time ago, is that you never know enough, you don't never know everything, and you got to connect, you know, network and connect with other people. And there's guys who are way smarter than I am. And so it's just fun to go learn other things. And, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, it's great, but it doesn't apply to us. But still, just to broaden your mind in football and in the weight room, and meet other coaches and develop connections.
Can you tell us what else you learned from John Dawkins? No, I don't. Not on the air, I don't think so.
I got to say, some of those stories we kind of don't think we can share on air, but I learned a lot from that man. I think of him every day. He was a genius football coach.
One of the best.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, you were going to watch, and you watched some of the kids play basketball, and, you know, they play other sports and that sort of thing. I've always been curious, because I would think that when you go to watch a game and a guy goes up and comes down and lands awkward on a knee, do you get, like, all tense, like, I need you for football next year? Like, is that something that goes through your head a lot?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I mean, actually, to be honest with you, we lost a kid already this year. One of our top dudes coming back next year tore his Achilles in the fourth or fifth basketball game and had surgery. And, you know, I don't think he'll be back for football. I hope he is, but that's usually a 9 to 12 month deal. But that, you know, in all my years, I've done this for 36 years, and very rarely does that happen. I think Fiegel gets more nervous when they're playing football for him, you know, then they got to come to him, then vice versa. But no, I just like to be there. I mean, mainly just to support the guys. I mean, it's important to them. If they're going to work hard for me, I got to be invested in everything else that they do. And most of my skill guys play basketball, and I get into it. I'm not a big basketball fan unless our kids are playing, and so I get into it and like to watch it. And it gives us something to talk about, you know, the next day in the weight room. And so it's fun. I don't get too nervous. I hope nobody else gets hurt the rest of this year, but you know, it's just kind of the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, Mitch has had to deal with guys getting hurt in football. You know, Jaden Parker got hurt and Mitch didn't even get him at all last year. So it's just one of those things when you're a small school and you share athletes, it's just kind of part of the background to it. But no, I don't get too nervous. I just enjoy watching them. I get more nervous if it's close and they're not playing well and they're not going to be successful than anything else. And that's just mainly because I'm a competitor and I hate losing to anything. So I'm more nervous when it comes to that stuff.
Troy Black with us, Wichita Collegiate football coach. That's a pretty good segue into what I want to ask you about. You don't like losing, of course. You have annual games, at least one, with Andale. You're good friends with their coach, Dylan Schmidt. They're on a level that we've rarely seen in the state of Kansas. We've got Shelby Werman and Cheney now in this mix as well. But in particular, your relationship with Dylan out at Andale, when he's got such a fantastic program, you have a great program yourself, but you're pursuing them. How do you maintain that friendship through all that?
Oh, I think it's kind of funny because it's like listening to all the people whine about the Chiefs. You know, I'm a season ticket holder. I love the Chiefs. And anymore in today's world, people want to break down. You know, they want to bring people down that are successful. And I'm like, I think it's awesome to be successful, especially in today's day and age. And even in high school where kids can come and go, and they do come and go. And to be able to maintain that level of excellence year in and year out, if you're any kind of coach, you want to study that and see what's the culture like, what's the environment like. What are they doing different than what you're doing? And so I know a lot of people, you know, they don't like people that are successful and they're always trying to bring them down. I'm kind of the opposite. You know, you win the Patriots, obviously I'm a Chiefs fan, but I didn't hate the Patriots. I read Bill Belichick's books and, you know, what is it that they're doing that at their level that maybe can bring to our level and translate. And so, you know, I love competing with Dylan. Their community, their school, their kids, they're super respectful. And it's a great competition. It's one-sided right now, but it's not, you know, I'm not jealous. I'm not mad. It's just like, you know, Dylan, he's open about what they do and how they do things. And there's certain things that they're able to do in their community that we're not able to do in ours. And so then that becomes a challenge to try to fill those gaps in. But, you know, more just respect and knowing that, man, he's busting his tail and his staff and his kids are working hard. And our kids do the same. They're working hard and doing their thing. And just how he's able to maintain that. I don't know if you're a junkie when it comes to coaching and success. I mean, just like Mitch, I mean, you know, even though it's a different sport, you know, Fiegel, he's been successful for so long. And it's just like, man, how do you maintain that, especially in today's day and age? And I'm kind of in awe of those guys. And I try to study them. And if I can take one or two things from them, hopefully that helps us. But that's kind of how it works. I mean, there's mutual respect and it's just fun to learn from other guys and see how they do it.
You know, you mentioned the Chiefs, and we know you're a big Chiefs fan. You have been notorious in the past for letting some feelings loose on Twitter. I'm not really on Twitter. I don't know if their overall success and dynastic level success has changed that. But I will ask you, as someone who has rooted for a team for over 30 years without a championship, how many championships is enough?
Oh, well, you know, the years where you could go set an arrowhead and set wherever you want, I don't think there's ever such thing as enough. But as a Chiefs fan, man, and, you know, for us that are older, that remembered when they were not good, it's so awesome to just see it and be a part of it. And, of course, my son, you know, that's all he knows is Pat Mahomes and Chiefs success. And I got some crazy nephews that love the Chiefs, too. And so those guys are the ones that when they get all wound up, it's like, whoa, 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 you don't earn the right to get wound up. You didn't suffer like we did. But it's been awesome to be a part of that and just to celebrate it. And I know I haven't tweeted for like 5 weeks because I know that some people like my tweets. But I decided to just back off and I got challenged. Brett Chemnitz of One challenged me. He didn't think I could stay off Twitter through this run. So I am dead set on proving him wrong. I'm going to be quiet the remainder of the season. So, no, it's fun. I love watching them.
What's your burner account, Coach?
No, it's straight up my account. I have no burner account. It's straight up one. You know, I like to have fun with it. I mean, I don't know NFL football. I don't know football that much, but it's kind of fun to just vent and go. And, you know, I always tell people it's kind of like voting. You know, they say you can't complain if you don't vote. Well, I paid a good chunk of money to be a season ticket holder, so I feel like I at least have a little bit vested to voice my opinion a little bit. So I have fun with it. My kids love it. They get mad at me because I'm not tweeting all of a sudden. They enjoy it. Some of the parents at school like to read my tweets, and so they're kind of bummed that I've been on quiet time. So, but when it's cold and you're at Arrowhead, it's too cold to take your gloves off and tweet anyway. So I, you know, when I'm there and it's cold, I guarantee you there's no tweets happening. So,
well, Coach, since it is the Super Bowl, I'm not going to ask you who you're cheering for or who you're going to pick to win it, but how do you see the game going offensively and defensively? You think the Chiefs can stop the run from the Eagles? What do you think is going to happen?
That worries me, stopping the run. You know, every playoff team this year that we've played, the Chiefs have played, I could say we, but we've struggled a little bit with the run, and, you know, and they got a great run game. It's going to be close. I mean, after about the 12th game, I've decided, okay, we're not going to blow anybody out this year. So, you know, just relax. They're going to find a way, but they do. And that's what's impressive about, I think, what they're doing is that every week they find a way, and they've been playing so much football over the last 7 years, yet they still find a way to win. And even though, you know, everybody's out to get them or whatever, they just find a way. And it's kind of like, you just look at all the successful programs in any sport, you know, Derby football, Andale football, Cheney football, all those guys, successful teams find ways to win. You know, it may not be pretty, it may not be whatever, but it's just kind of bred in the DNA of their program and their culture. And so I think it's going to be super close. I'm not going to freak out if the Chiefs don't get it done, because I think the Eagles are playing really well and they got the run game. But you got to trust Spags. He's kind of been the savior since we got on this run. So it'll be interesting to see what they do to try to slow the run game down. But I'm definitely going to be cheering for them. And if they don't win, I never thought I'd see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl in my life anyway. So as long as we got Mahomes and Andy, we'll just, you know, we'll have a chance. And that's all you can ask for as a fan.
Troy, we appreciate it. Thank you for being on. It feels like football season still to you with your Chiefs affinity, so best of luck. I think most of us would love to see the Chiefs win another one. And best of luck in the fall. Jeff's questioning that.
I don't know if I'd love it. I mean, I'm not rooting against him, but
wouldn't you? I mean, don't you like dynasties? I mean,
they're fine.
Troy, this is a guy who's with a team that hasn't won since 1948, so you got to understand where he's coming from.
Bob recounts those moments for me quite a bit, though.
Well, I get it. It's one of those. I never thought we'd be in this boat, so I know the feeling years back. So. I get it, but hey, I appreciate everything you guys have done. I mean, it's, you know, coaches listen to you. A lot of people listen to you guys. We love you during football season, and I just appreciate you supporting high school sports and all of the people around, not just our school, but it's been awesome. I hope you guys can find a way to get back on the air, because I think you do an awesome job. Jeff, my wife, will say to tell you hello.
Absolutely.
She talks about you often
to
when
her
you guys
as well.
Are together. So I appreciate everything
you
guys
did. Wait a minute! Did
we
I just?
Talked,
hear?
We sh- I was. I helped her out at Wilbur.
Oh, there you go.
He was a parent with her at Wilbur.
Thank you, Troy.
So.
Yes.
Thank you, Troy. We always appreciate you.
Awesome, guys. Take care.
See you,
Troy Black. I misinterpreted what he said.
We were just double checking. That's all. That's fine. It's all good.
Yeah. Everything. He explained it.
He did. Nobody's worried about it.
There it is, Mary Jane's Last Dance from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of my favorite songs of all time. No question. I mean, my goodness, that's a good song. You like it?
Duh.
I do that so well in the karaoke bars across town.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go?
Across town.
Across even. Town.
Guy hasn't across done town. Karaoke in years.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't either, but I used to.
No, that's what I'm talking about. You haven't. And
you know what? I'm going to go this weekend.
You're living off reputation at this point.
I'm going to go this weekend. Remember that place out south? Rob Weingarner. Remember?
Yeah.
Former Thunder?
Yeah.
Whiskey Dicks?
He and his wife had a place out down south.
Penalty Box.
Yeah. Loved it.
I've been there.
Went there numerous times. You know, they had the Elvis guy there.
Well, no, I didn't know that. The Elvis guy?
Yeah, the Elvis impersonator.
Oh,
he was there on weekends, and he did his Elvis shtick, and the rest of us karaoke'd.
Well, there you have it. I'm glad you enjoyed your time.
His wife, Rob's wife, at the I don't know if they're still married. I don't know. She was really nice, really accommodating for those of us who showed up to karaoke.
Yeah, and then they had Emerson Biggins for a while too. I haven't talked to Whiny in a while, so.
Well, I didn't call him Whiny. I called him Rob.
Everybody called him Whiny.
Everybody else called him Whiny.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I wasn't in the hockey frame of mind at the time.
Well, you should have figured it out, but it's okay.
It's my bad.
As long as you were spending money there, they probably didn't care what you were calling anybody.
Have you talked to Klaitz about how his assistant coaching job is going with the Thunder?
I haven't really talked to him in a while, so I haven't checked
on the Thunder.
It's funny you just said that. I actually went and met with Kevin St. Pierre.
Frenchie, we call him.
That a boy. We had a good chat for a couple hours the other day, having a couple pops.
It's exciting. So how's Frenchie?
He's good. Well, he's driving the team still with his bus company that he has and stuff. So he's doing good. Lots of hockey, lots of other stuff. So it's all going.
It's all going.
It's all going. Has he gotten to any games yet this year?
Well, he drives the team a lot of times.
I know, but he got into a game. It was a while back.
Did he get into a game? No, I don't think that's that's not happening anymore.
Remember, the Thunder having a decent season. You remember when Malzy, how's that?
Yeah,
Jason Malz used to get with us frequently to get guests on with the Thunder. Doesn't do that anymore. What's the deal?
Well, you'll have to ask him.
Well, I got to tell you, I've really kind of forgotten about him.
Well, you don't. Yeah, I mean, you don't hear a lot about when a game's coming up or anything.
But I'm a sports person. I'm supposed to know that.
Well.
I'd say that if I miss one thing about being at the Wichita Eagle back when newspapers were really humming along, it's just that awareness that you knew about everything. The newspaper provided you with information.
Now you have to look for it.
Now you I don't know how, unless you're just a devout Thunder fan and you follow the team on a daily basis and you go to the games, how do you keep up with them?
I don't know.
Got to be social media or do something. Figure it out.
I liked about the paper and everything else, too. I always picked up a paper every morning before practice and sit and stretch in my stall, and I read the
paper. Wait, you read?
Well, just the sports sections and just the...
Took him a few hours.
I was just... That's why it was only the sports sections, and I only read the small article.
Anyway, the Thunder has a decent little record.
What is their record?
I think they're 6 or 7 games over 500.
24-16.
8 games over.
So not bad. They're Toledo, Kansas City, Tulsa, Iowa, all with better records. Fort Worth, and whatever TAH stands for.
Tahoe.
Yeah, Tahoe. Very good. Well, you are.
Well, I still know what's going on a little bit. I don't.
Tahoe has a good record?
Lake Tahoe. That's the first year in the league.
If I was a hockey player, I want to go play in Lake Tahoe.
Wouldn't that be fun?
If it's like, hey, bud. We want you here at Lake Tahoe, and we know Wichita is your other consideration. Dude.
Listen, you go to Tahoe?
And I'm Mr. Wichita. I love this town. But in my one trip to Tahoe, back when Jeff was a junior and went off to see his mother, and I went gallivanting all over this country.
Oh,
sure you did.
All the stories. Oh, I wish.
I just went crazy.
No, you didn't.
I wish I could get all the stories from those trips.
There aren't any.
I went to Tahoe and Reno and Virginia City.
Mackinac, Hackaba, Hakata, Fala, Birmingham, Alabama, Texas, Tokyo.
If you laugh at your own stuff like that.
Is that pretty much the words of that Johnny Cash song? Did I get it? Did I nail it?
But anyway...
Oh, let it breathe, man.
Tahoe's unbelievable. Have you been there?
I haven't been there. I couldn't tell you.
Just to drive around the lake, which takes forever, but just driving, oh.
My brother and sister-in-law.
One of my favorite places.
Used to go there quite a bit, and they said they loved it there. I guess it's nice, but I've never been there.
Well, I'd love to go back and see where they play hockey. I don't
know. I have no idea. You're looking at me like I should know, but I don't.
Well, you should know.
It's their first year.
It's their first year, and I've never been there. How am I going to know where they're playing?
Rammer should be able to tell you. You ought to call him.
Well, we could probably give him a call. Give Clay a call.
Have they played at Tahoe?
No, they don't go there until the end of the year. It's their last trip.
Oh, man. Maybe you ought to get on the bus for that one.
No. I'm not riding the bus out there. Are you kidding?
They don't ride the bus.
Well, they'll fly, but then they got like a 3-hour drive from wherever they got to fly into, I guess. No, I'm good.
I didn't know Tahoe was in the league.
Yeah, they just came in this year as far as I'm pretty sure that's
Well, right. That's just outstanding.
The Tahoe Night Monsters.
That lifted my spirits.
There you go.
They play at the Tahoe Blue Event Center, South Lake Tahoe.
I'm sure it's a great facility.
It looks incredible. It doesn't look like a sports arena at all. It's a sports and live entertainment facility.
Well, sure it is. It's Tahoe.
Bob might have been there. You don't even remember.
It wasn't built at the time I was there. This was 2001. 2000, actually.
Well, probably not then.
It's when the movie Sixth Sense was out.
2001.
Really?
No, 2000 or 99.
Here's what I did. I went to spring training in Arizona. A wonderful time without
the Wait a minute.
Without the kid lugging around my neck.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you who owns the team?
Wait a minute. I'm talking
this to This is two. Pretty interesting.
Who?
Tim Tebow.
Really?
Yes.
They're good for Tebes.
TT.
Alex Lowe is their coach. Luke Adam is their captain.
Those names mean nothing.
They're affiliate with the Vegas Golden Knights, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So anyway, went to spring training in Arizona, paid particular interest in the Giants at the time, and then went up to Tahoe and Reno.
How long were you there?
Oh, great. It was a great time.
Oh, good. Good. By yourself? Never mind. We don't need to get into that.
We don't need to get into all that.
No.
What are we talking about?
Oh, who I was with. At
who were you with?
We'll talk about it later.
Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody. Yeah, I just
You tell us.
I went to Tahoe.
You tell us if it was somebody.
What do you mean I'd tell you?
You tell us. You'd be, over there.
Yeah, Brigitte Bardot. Is that what you want me to say?
If you want to.
I just went on a little trip.
Who with?
Nobody you'd know.
Then tell me.
Honest to goodness.
Nobody you'd know. So you're just having a fling to say, we'll go to Tahoe and then I'll dump you. Is that what it was?
No, not that at all.
Well, then why don't I know this person?
Because you don't need to know.
I don't like that.
What if he was doing that? What's wrong with
I don't him? Like that either. That's low class. That's low class stuff.
Why?
And we're better than that in the Lutz family.
Do better than what?
What we're describing.
What are we describing?
Just, you know, I don't have time to spell everything out for both of you all the time, but if you can't follow your own conversations, that's not going to be my problem.
I simply went out and had a good time for a week or so.
It's wonderful.
A week there. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good time.
In the winter.
Huh?
In the winter.
Spring training.
Yeah.
Well, probably would have been
training time.
Probably would have been the winter up there.
It wasn't bad up there. It wasn't bad up there.
No?
No.
Good times were had by all.
We had a good time.
Who's we?
Oh, I'll tell you later. Let me think. What year was that? Make sure I wasn't married.
Probably should have thought of that before he started talking.
Now, that's funny.
No, it's not. It's disgusting. 2000 should have been the year.
Wasn't married.
Yes, I know.
Wasn't married most of my adult life until I met the wonderful Deborah.
And we're all very happy that that happened.
Yes, we are. I just wanted to mention before we take a break here, and it's League 42 related, but it's sad. One of our longtime coaches, Rudy Garcia, passed away today. He'd coached with us at various levels, various age groups throughout the years. A guy that loved the game of baseball, man. Loved being around kids, trying to teach the game. And we're sad to report that Rudy Garcia has passed away. Lots of people, especially in our League 42 world, know him and respected him and thought the world of him. So our deep condolences to the family of Rudy Garcia. We'll be back in a minute. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.